listening to WARA Radio Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Janank mushaguir avantuchun hayu barzankine yevur vor harniak eglesvin hon harnik avochche. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Good morning, it is Sunday, February the 18th. Established here in Providence in 1947, and now in our 71st year of broadcasting, you're listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program, created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Pari Luisne Lihar and Agitsner, Haigagan Radio Ziamapolor, New England Image, Hiravadze Voroshter Pazmahazar, Hairu Yevodarneru Gogme, Hairu Hamar, Menor Serunta, Hai Parin, Hai Hoskin, Hai Yerkin, Hajuk Gardner. Հին սերունդը գպնրզայն իրանուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իսկ դունելու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուգը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանքստյան դունելու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն, արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
We did have a death this last week. Apre Pagdasarian, 87, of Providence, passed away Thursday, February 8th. He was a beloved husband of Emma Pagdasarian. Born in Artsakh, he was son of the late Misak and Zana Pagdasarian. Mr. Pagdasarian was a general contractor for many years before retiring. He was the devoted father of Edward Pagdasarian and his wife Marina of Moscow and Garin Pagdasarian and his wife Arina of North Providence. Loving grandfather of Emilia, Alina, Arsen, Marina, Anna, and David. Loving great-grandfather of Maria, and dear brother of the late Mamigon and Jenna Pagdasarian. Funeral services were held last week from St. Vartanant's Armenian Church. Our condolences to his family. And with our Darelitzes. Sunday, February 18, 2012, today is the 6th Darelitz of Ralph Raphaelian. February 18, 2009, today is the 9th out of John Mangasarian Jr. February 18, 2008, today is the 10th Dadalitz of John Harutunian. February 18, 2014, today is the 4th Dadalitz of Simon Shapkunian Sr. February 18, 2000, Sunday is the 18th Dadalitz of George Malian Sr. February 18, 1998, today is the 20th Dadalitz of Lulu Abbey. February 18, 2006, today is the 12th Dadalitz of George Murajan, as well as Noyimzad Alexanyan. February 19, 2014, Monday is the 4th Dadalitz of Sarah Demirjian. February 19, 2005, Monday is the 13th Dadalitz of Beatrice Tadawoshin. February 20, 1993, Tuesday is the 25th anniversary of Arthur Larangera, as well as Teresa Almagno. February 20, 1998, Tuesday is the 20th Dadalitz of Arshaluz Kebakian and Margaret Carrion King. February 20, 2006, Tuesday is the 12th Dadalitz of Sarah Zorabedian. February 21st, 2006, Wednesday is the 12th Dalits of Marion Garagoshin. February 21st, 1998, Wednesday is the 20th Dalits of Veronica Malutyan. February 21st, 2000, Wednesday is the 18th Dalits of Zavin Nahigian. February 22nd, 1988, Thursday will be the 30th Dalits of Henry Gedigian. February 22nd, 2012, Thursday is the 6th Dalits of Anthony Ardi Barsamian. February 22nd, 2009, Thursday is the 9th Dalit of Florence Hedison. February 22nd, 1998, Thursday is the 20th Dalit of Lusaper Bayin. February 23rd, 2012, Friday is the 6th Dalit of Susan Murajin. February 23rd, 1987, Friday is the 31st Dalit of James J. Johnson. February 23rd, 2001, Friday is the 17th anniversary of Arthur Mannheim of New Jersey. And that is my brother's father-in-law. February 24th, 1988, Saturday is the 30th Dalit of Victoria Asadurian. February 24th, 1998, Saturday is the 20th Dalit of Harry Barsoyan. February 24th, 03, Saturday is the 15th Dalit of Michael Topalian. February 24th, 04, Saturday is the 14th Dalit of George Hagopian. February 24th, 2014, Saturday is the 4th Dalit of Robert Sarabian. And February 24th, 2017, Saturday will be the 1st Dalit of Martha Kevorkian. Iveri Nerusagam is from the Requiem Service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased. Iverin.
Iveri.
Hing Shapti, Hidenagisner, Donnes, Reports Vartanans, Zoravarats. Ice Artiv, Medhedu Unink, Subsahak, Submesro, Payastanets, Yegerzvo, Hokevor, Hoviva, Arjanabadiv, Der Hai, Kana, Donigiana, Dalum Mezi, Vartanansi, Batgama.
Hanun Hor, Yevortvo, Yevokwin, Serpo, Amen. Ice Havatken, Vochvok Garore, Hachtel Mez. այս երվարթանանց գադարած երթումը։ Ապ մգդրիչներ, 1526 տարիներ առաջ, Փացին մեր պատմության ամենեն արույնոտ, բայց փախտորոշ և լուսավոր էջը։ Այդ օրերուն հայաշխարը լինել, թե չլինելու անհուն սարսուրիմը բռնված էր։ Վդանքը ծանոթ է ձեզի։ Բարսկաստանը, հեռավոր ցեղագիցը հայուն, հայագուլ ախորժակներով դոկորված, ուզեց ցուլել մեր ցեղը, որ հագարակ իր քանակական փոքրության արժեքի բարձր որակմ ուներ, իր ցերքին մեջ բռնելով շատ անգամ արևելքի քերիշխանության նժարին, գշիրքին մեդը։ Հավասարգրչությունը պահելու համար Հռոմի և Իրանի նկատմամբ, բայց կարծվածին չափ թյուրին չէր ընգղմել հայ ասկը զայն Իրանի մեծ ձովուն մեջ, վասնզի այդ դեսլաբաշտ իդիալիստ հայ ժողովուրդը իր ֆիզիկական դգար քոյության նեցուկ ուներ այլևս մեծ քաղափարմը, քրիստոնեությունը։ Ինչ փույթ թե ավարայրի ճակատամարտը զինվորական տեսակետով բարդություն մը եղավ։ Բարդություններ կան, որոնք հաղթանակներ կարժեն, և այս եղավ ճակատագիրը ավարայրին քեթ աբակայի տեսակետով։ Ավարայրը ոչ աշխարհհռչակ պատերազմը և ոչ էլ ասիո ցամաքավասին ճակատագիրը որոշող պայքարմն է, այլ քոյության պայքարի ուղեկիցմն է, նետված մեր պատմության էջերուն։ Հայը քրիստոնեական հոգեկան ուժին միացած անընջելի զորույթ մտարձավ փնավ չխորդակվելու համար իր ճակատագրի հարվածներեն։ Այդ զորույթը, որ քրիստոնյա հայությունն է ինքնին, արդահայտված է մեր պատմության մեջ երեք երեսներով՝ քաղաքապարաբաշտություն, ազատասիրություն և զոհողություն։ Հայը քաղաքապարաբաշտ եղած է միշտ ու չեր գրնարչլալ։ Անիկա շատ անգամ նախընտրած է դարաբիլ փարոյական մդաբատգերիմը առջև, քան թե ընդարմանալ, անզգայանալ նյութական զոհացումներու վայելքի մեջ։ Երկրորդ Թիմակիցը իր ազատասիրությունն է, հայը ամեն թարու և ամեն հորիզոնի ներքև ազատության խորունք և աննվաճ դենչը ունեցած է։ Երրորդ հատկանիշը հայուն, որ իրակորձումն է առաջին երկուքին, այսինքն ազատասիրության և զոհողության, քաղափարի հետ նահատակվելու իր հոժարամդությունն է։ Մեր ամբողջ պատմությունը մարդիրոսարամը եղած է, և մեր բոլոր մերելները ըլլան անոնք նահատակներ կամ սուրբեր, քաղափարի զոհեր եղած են, նահատակներ գրոնի և հայրենիքի, զոհեր արդարության և իրավունքի։ Թարեր եկան ու անցան, և վարդանանց արյունոտ հիշատակն ու քաղափարը ինքնին գրկնեց միշտ մեր պատմության ընթացքին, ծրագիրն ու աշխարհայաց գազմելով մարդիրոսվող մեր ցեղին։ Եվ մենք, սիրելներ, մեր պատմության թարավոր շրջանին այն ադեն միայն ճիշտ կործած ենք, երբ վարդանի նման եղած ենք, և այսօր առավել քան երբեք պետք ունենք վարդանի օրինագին։ Ամեն։
Lesecik, Providence, Surp Sahag, Yev Surp Mesro Bigetsvo, Hokevor Hoviva, Arshanabadi.
Once again, we are called to review the action of a great military leader of a small nation, who for centuries has had the courage of proclaiming and defending the religion of her forefathers in the midst of numerous persecutions, hatred, and all kinds of calamities. We are called upon to review the action of Vardan in the year of our Lord 451. He led the nation into a battle on the plains of Avarayr in that critical year. This battle was lost, and a noble people taking the initiative for Christian leadership in the Near East. The 5th century, therefore, is a memorable period not only for this small nation, but is very significant in the events that developed later in the world as a whole. 451 marks the stop of Persian imperialism. 451 marks the beginning of a new era in Christendom, because Vardan and his 1,036 martyrs decided and achieved a dream which comes to some governments or institutions today. Vardan's dream was to create a world state based on Christian principles and divine law. The Battle of Avarayr was organized by 3 leaders of Armenians. Vardan was the military leader, Vasag was the political leader, and Joseph the religious leader. But at dawn of May 26, 451, when the army was receiving Holy Communion, the picture had changed. Vardan and Joseph the priest were still together, but Vasak had left them because of his appeasing character. But why did Armenians have to fight against a great nation, the Persian Empire, knowing that only 11 years ago, in 440, this same Yezdegerd had won a decisive victory over the Byzantine Empire under Theodosius II? The Battle of Avarayr was not a little skirmish of two peoples. It was the fight for freedom of worship and everything else that goes with it. You remember 301 AD when Tewodates proclaimed Christian religion as his state religion. You remember also the beginning of 5th century when Saint Mesrob and his colleagues translated the Bible into Armenian. These two events, 301 and 5th century, meant the individualization of a people who, having had spiritual and intellectual regenerations, were ready for their political rebirth. "For Jesus and our country, forward," were the words of that great military leader just before he fell from his white horse. Vardan's victory means that Vasak's policy, one of pure national material interest, was not sound and will only lead everyone that follows it from war to war. Therefore, this afternoon, let us once more enlist in the numerous army of believers who are following Vardan's footsteps, not necessarily shedding our blood, but doing everything we possibly can in order that we can bring peace on earth and love of mankind. Then, for Jesus and the country, forward.
And you've been listening to the late Reverend Shahe El Tunyan with his message of Vartanants that was done in English. And prior to that, we listened to the late Reverend Father Haig Donigyan with the Armenian message of Saint Vartanants.
Vartanants, Vartanants, Vartanants, Avarayr Herosne.
And with some local news, this week is the Armenian Film Festival showing. That's Wednesday night, February 21st, beginning at 7 o'clock. We are all proud of Armenia's rich history, culture, and architecture. These films that were produced in Armenia and are in English will help us better understand Armenia's past and present. The film is in English, and it serves to introduce Armenia to our non-Armenian friends. These films are being shown in the United States for the first time. The next showing, again, is this Wednesday, February 21st, 7 o'clock. It is about the Country of Armenian Kings, Part 2. And again, this happens at Agavian Auditorium, 70 Jefferson Street, Providence. Donation is $10. This event, sponsored by the Cultural Committee of St. Saga and St. Mastrop Church, all are invited to attend this Wednesday night, February 21st. And with that, we're going to go to the New England Ararat Orchestra. And we are in the midst of Lent, and on Wednesdays at St. Vartanant's Church, Lenten service begins at 7 o'clock. This Wednesday, February 21st, the ARS, Ani and Adax chapters will host the Lenten dinner. That will begin promptly at 6 o'clock to benefit the Murad Armenian School. Remember, dinner prior to Vesper services. Vespers start at 7, but the dinner will be served at 6 o'clock at St. Vartanant's Church. The next dinner that they would be sponsoring, Wednesday, March 7th, the Men's Club is doing the Lenten dinner. And again, 6 o'clock benefit in the Sunday school, so make sure that you have these dates in mind. Then the next dinner after that, Wednesday, March 14th, AYF in Hominutemen sponsoring the dinner at 6. And the next one, March 21st, there will be a fellowship hour following the Lenten service. So no dinner, but a fellowship after the church service at 7. So keep that in mind, and that's at St. Vartanant's Church. And hopefully you already have your Bahod's Kufta. I forgot to put my order in, and now my sister is mad at me. So one of you ladies, give me a call. Let me know if there's any Bahod's Kufta still available. St. Vartanant's Church, they have mild or spicy, so if I could get one of each, just give me a jingle and let me know. I'm usually pretty prompt on these, and I missed out. And then let's see what else happened. Hopefully you registered yesterday for the Arsakh Dance Group. The registration was yesterday. And if not, you can contact St. Zvartanant's Church office and check in with them and see if you can still sign up. With that, we're going to go to my next artist up, the former Doc Bossarian. And I'd just like to say a very special thank you to Mr. and Mrs. Stepan Kanarian. They always remember me here at the Armenian Radio Hour. Shad Shana Ragalyam to both of them, to Stephen and Christine, for always remembering me. And this next one, just for you guys.
Շուչ բոլոր զով կամին երկիչ տարել մեզ ասում է օրով բարձաչի սկունչի կալից հիշել եմ կես սիրելից թու իմ ամորած սերնս երազած բարձաչի սկունչի կալից հիշել եմ կես սիրելից թու իմ ամորած Serne siraza Կաղնիները թարավով Աստղիկներ հազար ու պուր Մեզ ասում են օրով Արձաչի սկունչի կալից Հիշել եմ կես սիրելից Թու իմ ամորած Սերնես երազած Արձաչի սկունչի կալից Հիշել եմ կես սիրելից Tu im
mamorat serne siraza. Şerva taşleri sirnantur kun mıdat zarar aşıkar meza sumeloror parça çiskunçi kalis işelem kesir ediz tu imam orat serne serazat parça çiskunçi kalis İşelim kesir ediş tu imam orat serne siraza.
There'll be a special fundraising event, the Providence AYF Home and It Men fundraiser. You'll be watching the basketball game. It's the Providence Fires versus St. John's University, Saturday, March 3rd, Dunkin' Donuts Center. Tickets are available, and you need to call Gato Tashin to reserve your spot. Call him at 401-450-7103. 401-450-7103. Tickets are $30 each. And again, this is the Providence College Friars versus the St. John's University. It's a basketball game you'll be watching, and it's to benefit the AYF and the Home In It Men. So make sure you call Gatto up, see if you can go. Now, there's the Women's Guild of St. Saga and St. Mestrope Church cordially invite you to attend a soup and salad luncheon Sunday, March 4th after church. It's all-you-can-eat soup salad luncheon with a variety of soups. Includes coffee and dessert. Donation $12 for adults, $6 for children 12 and under. Families, bring your tableau sets, cards, whatever. Call Stephanie or the church office to make your reservations. You can call the church office, 272-7712. Soup and salad luncheon, Sunday, March 4th. Our next song is especially for two of our birthday boys. February 22nd, Varkas Kaprelian Jr. celebrating his birthday. And on the 24th, out in Texas, David Vartian. This song is especially for you two gentlemen. Eddie Mechtin.
Erdi yarsan, erdi yarsan.
and the Knights of Vartan Arax Lodge 100th year anniversary in service to the Armenian community. They're having a fundraising dinner concert. It's to help Syrian Armenian relief. It's sponsored by the Knights of Vartan Arax Lodge on Sunday, March 18th at the Armenian Evangelical Church Hall, 180 Oaklawn Avenue in Cranston. Dinner will be served at 1:30, followed by a classical and folkloric music concert performed by the Armenian Chamber Ensemble of Rhode Island. Donation is $30 per person. Reservation deadline is March 11th. Call John Mogadichian. Please leave a message. You can call him at 401-222-6590. Call John at 222-6590, extension 4650. And again, this is a fundraising dinner concert sponsored by the Knights of Vartan. And with that, we're going... Well, actually, let's do the balance of our birthday babies this week. February 19th, Bedros Kardik Adams' birthday. February 20th, out in Texas, Ariana Meradian's birthday. Can't believe she's becoming a teenager already. February 21st, Tamar Palanjan. Happy birthday, Tamar. And on the 22nd of February, Rachel Anahidmanation. Happy birthday to all of you. You know, warm weather last couple days. I'm in the mood for some dancing. Can't wait for the springtime. Anyone know when the first picnic is scheduled? Camp Piaslan Forever CD. I can't wait for picnic season. Alrighty, let's go to Harut.
Nariz, Şet galini Makur gücüsün Kuremen nori Darnam Yine dur
And that was Harut. Our last artist of the morning is going to be Antoine Bedjian and my theme song.
Çaracı cihatçı, tu im yandes yar. Çaracı cihatçı.
as Dad always says. Urachatur, Gurachanas, Merjamanagal Ratsav Shugalchun, Serin Hamar, Sudesuchun, Minchav Harachiga, Giragiaravod. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. We are pre-recorded, but always in color. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sana Tarayan. Heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m. on WARA Attleboro. You can also listen to us on the internet, on the radio station's website live, and that would be just Google WARA Radio and 1320, you'll find us. Go on to TuneIn, and you can get us on your smartphone. Or you can go any day, anytime onto the Armenian Radio Hour's website. That's ArmenianRadioHour.com. You can listen to all of our shows, I don't know, for the last dozen or so years. You can write me, Sana, at Armenian Radio Hour, P.O. Box 414, Providence, Rhode Island, 02901. Thanks to our webmaster, George Gasparian, for keeping us on the internet. Happy Sunday!